Well, he's walked out. I think he's got his nose out of joint because I've introduced Wednesdays with Waitley, which is a couple of more minutes on a Wednesday with Geraldo. Get back in here, Tim. Quick sticks, otherwise the boss will get you. Welcome, Jared.
Gary, it is a little off-putting when the co-host walks out.
He reckons because we're doing Tuesdays on 360, he thinks there's some ploy or plot underway.
My wife tells me that small talk is really not my thing, so right. I don't expect this to last more than 2 weeks.
Well, come with low expectations. We hear you doing your sports stuff as well and better than anyone else in the business, but we want to do probe a little different. We go at 6 o'clock on a ramble. We don't know where it takes us, but we quite enjoy it. We thought we'd get you involved over some of our ramble topics.
I hear the ramble every day and I laugh without fail.
Well, we don't. Yeah. It's not necessarily meant to be funny, but I go with the veggie mash, which Tim has given me a lot of grief for, but he was surprised at how much support I got from our audience. What sort of an eater are you? You're only slight of build. Yeah. Have you a voracious appetite?
No, probably not a huge surprise. I can skip two meals a day.
Can you?
Yeah. Yeah, jeez. I can get by on one meal a day, which during times like the Olympics is quite useful. No, I'm a very light eater.
I think you've got to introduce a veggie mash in.
But I do enjoy good food. So I was interested to say that your crumb cutlet. So I cook about six meals.
Right.
And I think they're all quite good.
Yes.
And crumb cutlets is one of those. And whenever it's my turn to cook tonight, I get the request from at least one of the three kids, can you do the crumb cutlets tonight? So I sort of feel like...
That's the cotoletta.
Yes.
Do you call it the cotoletta?
No, we're just the crumb cutlets.
Did you know that it had to have a bone in it, the cotoletta?
So I've had this at restaurants a couple of times. Mm. So yes, when you were talking about it, I knew where you were coming from.
More flavour when there's a bone involved.
Mm.
Did you get a bit misty-eyed when we played some of those great commentary moments on the back of Basil's To Become a Legend, You've Got to Beat a Legend?
Yeah.
We put the coronation stuff aside. We thought that was a bit much.
So that's the craft. That's what's always captivated me. And so when I was listening to those calls, I've got one. So this is Bill Collins in an Australian Cup.
Bone Crusher's going to be everything we thought to get near Edtellek. Edtellek a length and a half in front. Bone Crusher trying hard. He's gradually making ground. Bone Crusher coming at Edtellek. Will the champ get up? He lunges. Yes. Oh, it might be a dead heat.
So the storytelling in that for one, but my favourite part is that you can hear him bang the desk.
Oh, yeah.
I've done that once. So I always thought, I might bang the desk one day. And when Marcus Bontempelli kicked the goal in the preliminary final against the Giants, and that's the best game I've ever had the privilege of calling, I did go the desk bang.
A desk banger.
An homage to Bill Collins. Oh,
we could break that into a talkback topic. Desk banging moments. So at Talak and then Marcus Bontempelli, pretty good company. You did tell me you went and saw Space Jam with your son, LeBron, versus Space Jam with Jordan.
Yep. So this is... I remember Space Jam with Jordan. I was working at the Herald Sun. I was writing movies peculiarly at that time, and we went up to the opening of Movie World. That was all Space Jam. So Benji's big on LeBron and Giannis. So the first Saturday that was out before lockdown, we went to the movies. And he said to me at the end of it, so I wondered what he'd make of it all. He said to me at the end of it, did you recognize any of those cartoon characters? And he go, oh, right. So when so Bugs Bunny was old when I was young.
Mm.
Now, he had no reference point for Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck,
really?
Tazzy Devil. No reference point whatsoever. And so he's all in on LeBron. And it was just this illuminating moment. Okay, so it's good. It's actually better than the original Space Jam. Yeah. Which is, we watched the original Space Jam the other day and it's no good. So the missed opportunity here is if they'd paired LeBron with Pokemon, you would have had an international and sensation. They actually pitched at the wrong – they've pitched the generation who has no reference point on the cartoon characters. Looney Tunes means nothing to eight-year-olds.
Were you the Lee Patch back in the day, were you?
So I actually hired Lee Patch. Yeah. So I wrote the
– the movie reviews.
I didn't write the reviews. I wrote the interviews – and edited the hit magazine Lift Out, and I hired Lee to be our movie reviewer at the time. Oh. It's a great source of pride to me that he's still doing it now.
What did you see in the young Lee at the time?
I think it was Beat magazine that he's writing for. It was one of the street mags.
Right.
And he just had a lovely way, a very modern way of looking at movies, where probably the reviewing was anchored in the past, probably a little bit stuffy for what the Herald Sun wanted the hit magazine to be. But I had so some of my favourite times in journalism were I had an hour with Steven Spielberg and Saving Private Ryan over in London.
Flew you to London to do that?
Yeah.
Notting Hill style, sitting outside the room waiting to get you go.
Yep. And I had a full hour.
You got an hour with him?
Yep.
How'd you get an hour with him?
Yeah, well, the Herald Sun's the highest selling daily newspaper in the Southern Hemisphere. So you had, and I was the movie writer. So I was 21 or 22, but the masthead carried such cachet that you could get there. So that's probably, it's nearly my favourite moment of all that. And I'm a Spielberg kid.
Yeah.
E.T. and onward. And I attended the Titanic premiere and sat two rows in front of Charles and Camilla.
Whoa, gee, how are we unraveling Leonardo some DiCaprio stuff with Wednesdays with Waitley?
Right.
So I had a rule of thumb with movies. Right. It's surprising how many bad movies there are when your job is to go and watch six movies a week. And the better the merchandise, the worse the movie.
I think that still runs
there's
true.
There's one exception to that is for There's Something About Mary. They gave us a dog in a plaster cast.
Oh, thank God.
It was a doorstop.
Right. Yes, I know. Where you were going there. Jared, this is illuminating. This I told you this would work. Because
I'm more interested in the movie stuff now.
Yes. Well, what happens then, though, is you get some text messages come through. And I will say this with only a minute to go. Hey, boys, I've seen a photo of Jared in his formative years. Can you ask whether or not he was wearing a Nike earring in the 90s? Yes.
Were you?
Yeah, I was.
Oh!
So about...
A what?
That's a desk tapper for me.
Yeah, maybe about 18 months, 93, 94.
18 months with an earring.
With an earring.
A Nike earring.
An eyebrow?
Nike tick. No, just in the left ear. So it's the source of massive embarrassment.
Is this because
kids.
You were doing movies and stuff like that? You felt you had to be a little bit...
It was my one run at evidently your cool years, which I miss badly.
You've got to get a story around that. You've got to say, I was at Space Jam, I was reviewing a game, Jordan gave me this earring, so I said I'll put it in. That makes Wednesdays with Wakely worthwhile. You've got a big, big show this morning. We've got big gold medal winning moments coming up in your program.
Yeah, so the rowing final start at 10:30. We've got three consecutive races of medal chances, and then Ariane Titmus, it's 11:41, so there's a medal spree coming on the way to lunchtime.
I think Jared might be the first Australian to be doing the Porky Pig fashion thing this summer too.
That is as good as we've heard.